Well, I think there was another, must have been a difficult time for you after your appointment to this court, when you had to go through the confirmation hoops that were put in front of you by some of those who didn't approve of your appointment. Do you recall that episode?
Well, I think there were quite a lot of people who didn't approve of my appointment. I was the Supreme Court had already started to change by then. I don't remember now who had gone off and who had come on, but I think that it had begun to change. And it was another difficult period. You know, it never really got to me the way this other thing did.
The I just pulled out their news clipping, not here in its entirety, but the headline of doesn't have a date on it, but this would, Wednesday, October 2, 1963, and it was written by Jim Haswell. Senators quiz Edwards on his past in union.
Yeah.
And it told about how Sam Ervin and Everett Dirksen, probably others, quizzed you with some
vigor.
Yeah.
Should you say. Yes, they did.
But that you had some good friends that came forward, too.
Oh, yes. And they carried the ball. There were some strange things that happened in that. Gee, I can't remember the names now. But there was... one person whom I was... he was from Arkansas. McClellan.
Oh!
McClellan. I was sure McClellan was going to vote with me on some quite important, on my nomination, because I had carried the ball on some... one, McClellan involved in the early on investigations of the mafia.
Well, I think you're probably right. You immediately think of Kefauver, but I think McClellan was in that picture too.
Well, I never had any trouble with Kefauver, but I think Kefauver voted for me. Mm-hmm. But McClellan, I think, was in the same thing that Kefauver was involved in, and I think that McClellan, to my surprise and chagrin, he probably counted the votes and knew that I was going to win. That thing went through. You know how the Senate can do it when it wants to. That thing went through at the very last day, I think, of the session. And otherwise it would have had to go back and go all over again. And somebody came to me and said, we got to do it today. And they did. I can't remember who, but it was Sticky Wicket.
Did that experience give you a little extra sensitivity to the problem, say, of Justice Souter, when he came along recently and was put to some pretty severe testing, and maybe the fellow before him that didn't make it?
No, they got answers from me to everything they wanted to ask, and I think the problem that I would see in relation to Soter is that he didn't really answer. At least that was the way I read him. You know, I didn't have any contact with that except to reading the newspaper.
That's okay. Well, it's quite an ordeal, is it not?
Sure. Sure it is.
Were you there? You weren't on the Michigan Supreme Court at the start of the commissioner system, were you? You know what I'm referring to, where the case comes in, the record, the application for leave, and
this is leave to appeal from the trial court,
right, or from the court of appeals, either way. And this is not seen by a member of the court right away. It goes to a commissioner. Commissioner being a staff man, presumably of some experience and reliability and competence, and he then writes a report. And the matter goes to the members of the court pretty much, now there are exceptions, pretty much routinely in the form of a commissioner's report. You didn't have that kind of thing when you were in the court, did you?
No. I'm not familiar with that at all.